It was the summer of 2019. My family had traveled west to Yellowstone National Park. It was early morning as we waited to be picked up by our tour bus. Tired and bored from the trip, my sister and I looked for something to do. Grabbing a stick, I started playing with it. But that didn't last long, as I remembered I brought my pocket knife. Beginning to carve into the wood, my sister quickly requested to carve as well, to which my dad was even faster to say no. So instead, she just asked if I could carve her initials. Me, being the cool big brother I am, said yes, and began on a fresh section, putting my best effort into the cut. Until I hit a notch in the wood. It didn't look like much, but it snagged my knife. And with one quick tug, I had brought the knife through and down into my finger. It's a little blurry what happened next, but I remembered quick pain followed by my parents all over me. Sometime later, I had my finger wrapped as the bus arrived. It was only shortly after, and we didn't have much, so the driver opted to help us, getting me gauze. I remember peeling back the gauze at some point to look at what happened, and I saw my skin peel back with the gauze. I had flayed my finger right over the knuckle. I mean, really, the blood didn't stop, and I was on the verge of passing out for at least an hour. I kept fighting, quietly, thinking I didn't want to inhibit anyone else's enjoyment on that bus. It wasn't until much later in the day the wound closed, and even later when I started to feel better. Quite bizarre that I cut my finger and just wrapped it and went on with my day, or at least tried. Today, I'm left with a small scar over the knuckle of my left middle finger, a permanent souvenir of a memorable trip.